Numbers chapter 10. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece you shall make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the traveling of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow only with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey, they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord Jehovah your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord Jehovah your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, Iyar April May, in the second year 2514 AH 1528 BC, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord Jehovah by the hand of Moses. The standard flag went in the front of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies. And over his host multitude was Nahshon the son of Amminadab. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel the son of Zuar. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, carrying the tabernacle. And the standard flag of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host multitude was Eleazar the son of Shedeur. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward, carrying the sanctuary, and the others set up the tabernacle when it was time. And the standard flag of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies, and over his host multitude was Elishama the son of Ammihud. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni. And the standard flag of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the rear guard of all the camps throughout their hosts' multitudes. And over his host multitude was Ahizer the son of Amishaddai. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel the son of Okran. And over the host multitude of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the travelings of the children of Israel according to their armies, when they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Raguel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are traveling to the place of which the Lord Jehovah said, I will give it to you, come with us, and we will do you good. Because the Lord Jehovah has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, Do not leave us, I beg you, since as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you may be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord Jehovah shall do to us, the same we will do to you. And they departed from the mount of the Lord Jehovah, 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah went before them in the 3 days' journey, to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord Jehovah was upon them by day, when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord Jehovah, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord Jehovah, to the many thousands of Israel,